What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Tell It How It Is. No filter. This is Voice of Reason. Special beach edition. Man, I'm too excited, right? How's everybody doing? This is the more positive note of things. I just wanted to get one right here for you real quick. Let's go right in. The woman of your dreams, fellas. The woman of your dreams, don't approach while you're broke or figuring life. That was inspired by Rich and Unemployed on YouTube. I can't take the credit for that one. I will give my two cents. In a lot of cases, he's right. You know what I mean? You should have your shit together. It's more for you than to impress the woman. I get that. Also, though, I must say that sometimes things don't just align like that perfectly. Oh, you got your shit together, you did everything you're supposed to, now you find your dream woman. Even if that's even something you're seeking, you know what I mean? You have to work at it regardless. But, I know, a little distracted by the elements. I don't think there's a definite on that. Like, you should just put that as a real stamp. Because, again, you never know who you're going to meet, when you're going to meet. You know, meeting a partner can be something that's helpful in your journey, in your growth. So you don't gotta already be situated per se to then seek that. Now, what your goals and your purpose is, yeah, that should be in the forefront. That should be your main objective. But I'm just saying, if you happen to meet someone along your journey, no matter what stage, I feel like you can debate whether you should take things to the next step or not. I mean, you definitely got to be transparent and tell them what you got going on. And it's for them to determine if they want to deal with that. Now, you can't have a whole bunch of mess going on. I'm not going to say if you friggin' don't have a job, if you're not working, if you don't got no bread, you got five kids, five baby, like whatever. You can draw up the things where you're not supposed to approach or seek. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't know when you're going to meet people, and you don't know the purpose of meeting people. They can be there to help. Help your growth. All right, I spend too much time on that. This is a quick addition. Here's a funny one to me. Guys get a section. Guys get a section at the club and act like they bought some land. The rebuttal, you know, niggas ain't like that. The rebuttal was women be trying to get in like illegal immigrants. So the thing with the section, right? I understand, you know, guys, we're past the days of, you know, having real fun at parties. Guys is going there to look cool. I ain't gonna lie. They going there to look cool, enjoy themselves with just listening to the music and possible bottles and food and etc. Not to really dance and have a great time like back in the day. You don't really see the fellas today doing the dancing too much. Some of them are, you know, that woo music and the trap music. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop certain notifications. The trap music and that drill shit. You know what I mean? They dancing to that. But other than that, they just want to get a section, look cool, sit there, possibly do hookah, like I said, eat, get bottles. So I just thought that that was a funny joke, not something to really spend time on. Okay, life is a balance between holding on and letting go. Holding on and letting go. That's true. You gotta know when something's worth fighting, and I've said this before, this is not even new, when it's worth fighting, or when you should just say, you know what, I did my best, I gave my all, and that's that. You know what I mean? So you can determine when you're at that breaking point. I wanted y'all to see the water, man. Y'all gotta see some of the water. Can y'all see some of the water? Yeah, I can't leave it like that though, but at least you get some of that. All right, cool, moving. It's really hot. The elements, so I'm just trying to get a little something for y'all. What's a woman's curfew in a relationship, if any? Y'all live together? Or you don't live together? I'm not sure. You know that it could get tricky if you don't live together. you'll feel you have more freedom, both parties, to do whatever. You're not coming into the home from wherever. But if you live together, the argument is gonna be that both parties should have a curfew. You know what I'm saying? To respect the household. Should. Y'all could talk and work that out to your best ability. But I feel in a relationship where you live together, there should be some type of discussion where the house is respected and you're not just moving like you're single. When you don't live together, like I said repeatedly, that's a different conversation. You can still have that conversation though, but if y'all don't live together, what are we really saying here? Just respect, right? That's that on that. I'm almost out of here. This ain't gonna be full, y'all. Why do women post online how long they haven't had sex or they need some? I gotta get it, y'all, because if a man go online and say how long he ain't have none, and he looking for some, he gonna look crazy. Y'all gonna probably blast him. You feel me? So, this is the privilege I be talking about how on one hand of things, it's supposed to be equal judgment. You know, men can be vulnerable, women can be vulnerable, show emotion, let it all out, right? But look at this shit right here. I feel a weight. Is that a thirst trap, fellas? Absolutely. But nobody blasts them for that. And if they do get blasted, they don't get checked right there. People are laughing or making their comments about that off to the side, not on the post. But I really feel a way of seeing posts like this, young ladies and older ladies and grown ladies on your mature shit. That is not a good look. I don't care what you say, it's not a good look to post that. That's my strong opinion on that, and you need to not say that. Some things are meant to keep to yourself. I'm baking, doing this for y'all in the heat. The real question is not whether life exists after death. The real question is whether you are alive before death. All of this trying to figure out what happens to you when you're gone is not for you to touch on. I feel like you should just enjoy your life, do the best you can, get the best out of this life while you can, because tomorrow's not promised. Sitting here trying to figure out what happens when it's over is just draining. It should be draining, because what are you trying to figure out? What do you think you're gonna figure out or know until that's the time to deal with that? So that shouldn't even be a statement. Live it up and be grateful every day you wake up. That's it. I don't even understand why would we touch on that. Sometimes it could cross the mind though, so I'm not gonna be a total hater. I know you're not really seeing me again, the elements. Oh, I think I'm getting to the bottom of my topics already. Okay. The older I get, the more I realize that everything is deep. The people you confide in, trust, date, become friends with, opportunities you take, what you eat, what you consume in general is deep and shouldn't be taken lightly. I got to deal with my adjustments. Yes, the older you get. Now, the funny thing is, we should be passing this on to the younger generation that they start to do that as early on as possible. Because yes, you get a chance to grow. You get a chance to make mistakes. You gotta fall to get back up. But if we can start to nip things in the butt earlier on in life, I feel we'll have a better life. More time of not mistakes. More time of not heartache. More time of not financial struggle. If we can just jump on things a little sooner. But definitely if you didn't, the older you get, everything's critical. Everything's critical. It's like no time to play. It's no time to play. You better cherish every moment and really decide who you give energy to, who you're surrounded by, where you put your money into, what you eat, everything I said. You know what I mean? So yes, that should definitely not be taken lightly. That's something you should really sit back and go, am I satisfied with these decisions I'm making? am I happy with this? Do I want to make some changes? Do I want to cut some people off? Do I want to socialize less? Do I want to keep more things to myself? You take that moment. Do you enjoy peace and quiet more? You know what I'm saying? So these are the things you should be asking yourself. These are the things that you should take into consideration. You're not really getting the water like I want y'all to. This is real though. This is real footage, live and all of that. I just figured I'd jump out and just do this before I get up out of here. You know what I mean? So that's it. I hope I dropped some gems for you real quick. And understand that we know that tomorrow's not promised. That last one hit though. The decisions you make right now, the decisions you make right now is crucial. How you move, everything, it counts because the clock is ticking. You know what I mean? Thanks for joining me. Till the next time, Voice of Reason, hit the notification bell. Subscribe, like, comment, and share. Voice of Reason NF out here boiling for y'all right now. This beautiful shit. Let me show you this before I get out of here. You see that? This is what your life should be. Beautiful. You know what I mean? Just want you to enjoy that real quick. This is no judgment. This is just free and peace. You can do whatever you want. Your dreams go past the sky limits. You hear me? Dreams go past the sky limits. Keep pursuing. Keep pushing. Stay progressive. Stay productive. And stay positive. I holla.